Larger protests erupted today after Friday prayers in Khartoum and other cities across Sudan in the fourth week of demonstrations against President Omar al-Bashir and the country's crumbling economy. Al-Sanusi Ahmed has more for VOA from Khartoum.
After a fiery sermon delivered by the preacher of Sayyid Abdurrahman Mosque in Omdurman, about half of the worshippers took to the street chanting, "The people want the downfall of the government and we will not be ruled by thugs." But their march did not last long. The hundreds of men and women had barely reached the main playground outside the mosque when security forces in Gas Mosque began firing tear gas and rubber bullets to disperse protesters. Protest organizers dedicated today's protest to Sudan's women, and Umayma Ahmed was one of many who came to take part. "I am here today at the mosque to express myself over the hike of the food prices, and this regime is not showing any care for the people. I am sure this protest will succeed because people are angry, especially at President Bashir, who repeatedly says we are incited. This is not true, and our presence here today is the answer." The Sayyid Abdurrahman Mosque is a kind of headquarters for Sudan's biggest opposition group, Ummah National Party. Most of the major protests over the last 4 weeks have started around here after Friday prayers. The independence of South Sudan last year has hurt the Sudanese economy with the loss of critical oil revenues. The shuttering of South Sudan's oil wells further deprived Khartoum with transit fees for the use of their pipelines. The economic hardship has forced Khartoum to lift popular fuel subsidies, sending prices skywards and driving Sudanese people into the streets. Mohamed Osman is a member of the Ummah Party Youth Wing. He was detained during the initial protest 4 weeks earlier, but was recently released. As soon as he was freed, he rejoined the rallies. Today, Mohamed had a thick glove on his right hand, which he used to pick up cans of tear gas fired at protesters and throw them back at police. "The harsh economic situation made people to come to the mosque and express themselves in these protests. We are suffering from dictatorship rules, tyranny and hypocrisy. All these reasons are growing the protest, but I'm not sure to go back home or not. But I don't care as long as I believe in what I am doing." Every Friday, activists say half of the youth who come to the mosque do not return home. Activists estimate more than 2,000 have been detained over the past months, some from their houses. But still, people keep coming for the protests. Using the new social media such as Facebook and Twitter, organizers have called on jobless youth to participate in the protest. Muna Ali is one of them. She has been jobless since her graduation and wants to see Sudan move in a new direction. "We are desperately in need of freedom. The people are angry. They don't have jobs. I finished university since 2008, but I didn't get a job because I have to bribe someone in the government to secure me a job. So these situations have made me to show up at this mosque." Opposition parties have voted to stake sit-ins for mosques and other civil disobedience to oust President Bashir. The government closed Khartoum University yesterday after a surge of protests by students and professors, but the move may end up driving more into the ranks of the opposition. Things are still tense at the Sayyid Abdurrahman Mosque, where more than 20 have already been detained and at least 100 are still being held inside. Police are surrounding the grounds, carrying sticks, handcuffs and AK-47s. For VOA News, I am Al-Sanusi Ahmed in Khartoum.